Some of the new lawyers for the defendants requested a postponement to study the case. So the judge adjourned the trial to October 25th. He also refused to allow the trial to be recorded. And the International Campaign Justice for Sankara requests that the trial be recorded by the registry in full transparency and for archival purposes. So our lawyers and comrades continue the marathon work on the International Campaign Justice for Sankara until truth and justice for Thomas Sankara and his comrades are achieved. Indeed, we are looking forward to the support of the people of Burkina Faso and the Pan-African around the world to ensure that the truth is finally known, that justice is done, and that reconciliation occurs.
Aziz, what do you make of the fact that former President Blaise Compaoré is boycotting the trial?
Well, in my case, I have always said that as long as Blaise Compaoré is not in the court himself, I will not attend. So my lawyer team is there with the widow. And, I think the situation where we are today is a situation where Blaise Compaoré is judged in absentia. He's judged for concealment of a corpse. He's judged on attack on state security, complicity in murder, along with Gilbert Diendéré for complicity in murder, or Yassine Kafando. We know that he's hiding behind France, and France has exfiltrated him in the neighboring Ivory Coast.
You are coordinator of the International Campaign Justice for Thomas Sankara. What would you consider as justice in this case?
Well, before we had justice, we need to know the truth, what really happened. So it's important. We are used to have our leaders killed in total impunity, whether it's Patrice Lumumba, whether it's Amilcar Cabral. And this gentleman was portrayed as the last African revolutionary, not because he was necessarily radical, but because he sided with his people, with the women and so on. So for us, this is what our position is. It's basically we need to make sure that this will not repeat in the 21st century, that people will be respectful of the law. This is why the international campaign has been in this 25 years marathon.
You mentioned your movement has been around for 25 years now. How have you been able to keep the name of Thomas Sankara in the forefront?
Well, just by making sure that each October 15, people remember him. So we have sections all around Africa and the diaspora organizing events in the past 35 years, 34 years. And the result is that the generation that actually didn't even know him, the new generation is the one who actually was shouting his name and managed to overthrow the regime of Compaoré. So it's been a long, long process of mobilization, and it's not over. We are continuing the pressure to make sure that this work for Pan-Africanism, this work for free Africa, will be at least harvesting all this effort.
Aziz, very nice to talk with you. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much.